At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome to Awakening to Astrology Show. In this show, we give an overview for the astrology of May. Saturn moves into Aries after 29.5 years, and the Scorpio full moon assists us in learning our karmic lessons with the strong Gemini new moon and Gemini season approaching. Chrissy Blaze is an astrologer who trained at the Faculty of Astrological Studies, London. She is an international speaker and author of 12 published books, including 6 astrology books. Her latest work is the pioneering book, Earth, Astrology's Missing Planet. Chrissy is a regular media guest and co-host of Aetherius Radio Live on Body Mind Spirit Radio. She was a direct disciple of renowned yoga master and founder of the Aetherius Society, Dr. George King, for over 20 years in London and Los Angeles. Chrissy is a healer who first learned to heal at age 14 and has practiced and taught this most of her life. She is dedicated to helping people unlock their spiritual potential and has taught aspects of spiritual practice to small and large groups worldwide. Chrissy lives in Michigan, USA, with her husband and fellow healer, teacher Gary Blaze.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Chrissy, welcome back. Here we are again for another Awakening to Astrology show, and this is all about the incredible month of May, which I may add is my birthday month. So I'm really, really looking forward to all of this, especially the new moon in Gemini and on the 26th. So I'm really looking forward to everything you've got to say about Gemini and the karmic lessons of Gemini. That's going to be wonderful. So yeah, the spiritual vibrations of May. Please tell us about May and the cosmic shift in energies.
Well, first of all, thank you so much, Yogini and Joanne, for having me back on the show. And it's my pleasure to be talking a little bit about the astrology of May. And glad to hear you're a Gemini. And what's the day of your birthday?
31st.
That's right. You did tell me the 31st. So you're well into Gemini. Mm. Okay, well, first of all, there's kind of a shift in May, which people who are sensitive and attuned to the planetary changes, and many people are actually, may feel that shift. Now, from April the 13th, the beginning of the year was crazy. as we all know, especially living in the US, we all know the beginning of the year was crazy with lots of change and very difficult to know what was happening because of all the retrograde planets. All the main planets were retrograde, which means they're going backwards and forwards. And you never know what to expect with that. Well, from April the 13th, you may have noticed a slight shift. It's still slightly crazy, but there's a slight shift. None of the planets will then retrograde from April the 13th. But on May the 4th, there's going to be another shift when Pluto goes retrograde for a long time, till October, actually. But I'll talk a little bit about that. Yeah. So this is all of these changes and all of these big changes that are going on with the planets are all part of this sort of global awakening that's taking place between this year and 2028. Wow. In preparation, I believe, for something really, really big and really important.
Is that what you would call the event, the cosmic, there's an event, isn't it? It's like,
I mean, we don't know exactly what it will be, but I think it could be something really positive in some ways and really difficult in other ways, like the coming to the world of another great avatar, for example, which has been building up to, and all the world religions, including the Aetherius Society, talk about that as an event in our history. We always think of history as the past, don't we, Joanne?
Yeah.
It's now. And the cosmic masters have said this is the most important time in our history right now. So history is, every day we're making history. And this year is really, really important. Yeah. And May is a really important month, not just because of your birthday.
Yes.
But because of the planetary shifts I'll talk about. So Pluto retrograde is happening quite soon. It starts on May the 4th and it's in Aquarius. Okay. And it went into Aquarius last year, as you probably know, and it went forwards and then it's backwards. And because it's such a slow moving planet, the retrograde motions are slow too. So it will be retrograde until October. What does this mean? Pluto is like the detective of the zodiac. It goes really deep and finds out all those issues we have deep within us and helps us to release them, because all the planets want to help us in our evolution. They're advanced living intelligences. And of course it doesn't always feel like that, because difficulties are difficult to cope with for all of us. But often when we look back, and you probably had that experience, you look back at a difficult time and you think, wow, I really did learn a lot from that. And I've changed, you know, for the better. And this is what Pluto in retrograde will mean for many of us. This is because it's going deep. It's working at the deeper levels of our being, if you like. And it's trying to get us to express our God nature more fully, our divine nature. But often we have things in the way, don't we? I mean, you know, the lower self likes to come up with excuses not to do certain things. And so we have these ingrained patterns that kind of stop us from allowing our light to shine more fully.
Yes.
So Pluto retrograde, welcome the pain it might cause, because it's going deep within us and revealing things that we may have wanted to keep hidden, you know, but remember that it's doing it so that you can get rid of these things and allow your light to shine a bit more brightly. So this is a good time, the next few months, to start working on deeper layers of yourself.
Releasing the limiting beliefs and the things that don't serve you, so that you can make room for the light. Yes,
exactly. And it brings a sort of what I call a karmic pressure, as we sort of reveal parts of our karma, things we've perhaps bad habits we've picked up even from past lives that may be still there, that really we're ready to let go of. And I think an understanding of karma is essential for a deeper understanding of astrology. They go hand in hand. Now, people think that your birth chart, for example, is like your karmic pattern. But it doesn't mean to say that everything's inevitable. And your karma can't necessarily be changed. but it can, the way we approach it can be changed. And Dr. George King, the founder of the Aetherius Society, the spiritual master, he was a tremendous, he really understood this law, and he knew how to use it in a positive way, this sort of positive manipulation of the law, if you like. Because he said that within the law of karma is a vein of compassion is built into this law. In fact, he wrote this lovely little booklet called Karma and Reincarnation, I think it's called, which you can buy, which I highly recommend. I think it's only $5, but it contains tremendous gems about the law of karma.
Wow.
And it's something, it's important in astrology because, for example, if you see, if you know a little bit about astrology or you've been told that there's a very difficult time coming up for you, you kind of get fearful of it. It may be a difficult health period, or it may be you might sort of possibly lose your job or something that really affects us. But if you know in advance, you can help to mitigate it. You can help to prepare for it. For example, if it was a health issue, perhaps you can avoid it altogether if you start sort of exercising and changing the diet now. You know, so the karma is there. We can't get over it. We can't get around it, but we can prepare for it. And another thing is, I mean, it depends how you go through it too. I would say never be a victim.
Yeah.
Always realize that karma is there to teach you and try and approach it with that approach. You know, I've had very, very difficult times in my life and tried to approach it as not a victim, but this is I wonder why this happened to me, and try and look back to see how I might have invoked that karma, you know, and so forth.
That's right. We can never not, you know, go through our karmic lessons. That's the whole reason why we're here. That's why we reincarnate, to fulfill our desires and to go through our karmic lessons, isn't it? But, you know, karma, it's very important. And I think that trying to be the mastery of your thoughts, feelings, words, and actions, you know, that's the whole reason why we're here, isn't it? To be the master of them, so that, you know, if we can try not to cause any more karma for ourselves by making our thoughts, feelings, words, and actions of a more sacred, of a more loving, of a more unified, you know, what we give out, we shall receive back. So yeah, that's what it's all about, isn't it? You know,
exactly. Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head, of course. Yeah, it's exactly what we're about. We can't avoid the karma, but we can, you know, approach it, and we can learn from it, we can grow from it, and reveal more of our divine nature, let our light shine that much more. And because we can avoid creating more, as you say, by our actions, our thoughts and actions. Now, it's not just our actions, it's our thoughts as well.
That's right.
So mastery is vital. And this is exactly what you said, Joanna. What we're here to do is to learn to be the master, not the victim, but the master.
And the creator.
Yeah. So it's very exciting. When we approach life like that, I think life becomes much more exciting than thinking, oh, why has this happened to me? You know, try and understand why it's happened and go with it. It becomes very exciting. And then I think, I don't know if you agree with this, you get signs along the way when you have that approach, and it will lead you in the right direction. And, you know, it's a very exciting journey.
It is, so, and also to bless it as well. Whatever challenges and hardships, you've got to let it go. You've got to let it go. You've got to bless it, because, you know, you're a different person from that woman that you once were. You know, we all grow and evolve. So you've got to let it go. You know, go bless that person, bless that situation. And, you know, it's always leading you to the true path.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well said. So I should go back a little bit on the astrology. And the month begins with the Scorpio full moon. And this too will assist us in our soul searching, which the Pluto retrograde is helping us to do. And then the full moon in Scorpio is another aspect of that. So definitely the planets are saying, this is what we need to be doing right now. It's always one of the most mystical full moons of the year. I know you know a lot about the moon phases. Would you agree with that? It's very mystical, the Scorpio full moon.
Yes.
It represents transformation. Mm. And
Karma,
We have
well, again.
I'm sorry.
Karma again, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
We have the opportunity around this time to peel back the sort of deeper layers that we've just been talking about. So often I find when there's one really important planetary event, there's others that kind of support it to make it what we call in astrology a double whammy. You know? So now I'm going to go through the month, but I want to talk about the most important point of the month, which is May the 24th. And that is when Saturn goes into Aries. And it's very interesting. It's a truly momentous event. It occurs towards the end of the month, the 24th of May. But it signals the start, because it's going into the beginning of Aries, the start of a new karmic cycle, which is 29 and a half years. Because that's how long Saturn takes. Its orbit is about 2.5 years in each sign. So when it goes to Aries beginning, it's a whole new phase. So I would say, look back at what was happening to you 29 and a half years ago, and you might expect something similar. Now, don't think it's going to be exactly the same, because I look back and I was amazed to find that that's when I moved countries. I moved from the UK to the USA, and within a couple of years around that time, I also got married. And have had a very long and successful and happy marriage, nearly 30 years. So those two were major things for me. Now, I learned, because Saturn is a bit of a hard teacher, I learned that I didn't prepare enough when I moved countries. And it was a tremendously stressful time, the immigration process and everything. Mm-hmm. So look back at what happened to you, and it can be a similar thing. I mean, with me, it was a very, very positive thing. Perhaps it could be a difficult thing, but see what you learned during that time. And it's not going to be exactly the same, but it's going to be profoundly important. Mm. So, I mean, you may not be old enough, you know, you might be younger than 29 and a half years old. So, of course, that wouldn't apply. But for many of us, or with me, I'm much older than that.
I think so that's coming back from Australia. I was 28. So, yeah, when you think about that, I lived over there for a while. And, yeah, that was pretty momentous, coming back to England after all them years. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is, yeah. So it may not be for you and me another move of countries. Well, I definitely probably won't be. But it will be, and with me, I felt my life sort of, my life in the UK was very, very great too. But it was another layer of my life that started, which was very great in other ways, you know. So. Yeah. We can expect something very profoundly important to begin, but it's just a beginning of something. So don't expect manifestation so much, but the beginning of something new and something exciting, depending on what we put into this time. Approach this time, May the 24th, start preparing now for a very exciting new journey, and take the Aries attitude of being brave and courageous. And you might don't think to yourself, oh, I can't handle that. It's too much for me. Know that if it's come into your life at this time, then it's important for you to go with it, because it's something you can really learn from.
Yes. The spiritual, peaceful warrior of Aries. Yeah. Becoming the leader and then helping others to do so as well. You know, that's, you know, going for it, isn't it? You know, Aries. Wow.
We have our faults, but one thing, we tend to go for things even if we don't feel that we can handle it. You know, it's just the impulse is to go for something, and that's the impulse for everyone right now as we're approaching this Saturn in Aries. But be prepared. Don't just, was it fools rush in where angels fear to tread? That's not the time to do that. It's time to prepare. Say you want to start a new job or a new venture, or really, really prepare for it in the Saturnian way. Dot all the I's, cross all the T's, take your time, but don't run away from it, you know.
Brilliant.
So I'm kind of excited about this Saturn in Aries.
That's massive. It really is. Yeah. We both have our North Node in Aries.
We do, yeah. We do. So that's, it's be helpful for us.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
But, you know, things do tend to slow down with Saturn. Mm. It's helpful. It's very helpful. So I'll just whip through the month.
Yeah, go.
Very May the 1st to the 3rd, very nice conjunction of Venus and Neptune. That's lovely. Kind of romantic time and a magical time of sort of harmony with relationships of any kind. You know, we may feel more compassionate and more open to other people, especially in matters of the heart, you know, close relationships. It's a very, very good time for things like creative visualization, spiritual practices, prayer for the world. Anything spiritual is highlighted with that lovely Venus conjunct Neptune. And it's May the 1st. When is that? What are we now? So May the 1st to the 3rd. So it's a nice 3-day period.
Beautiful.
And we need that before, on the 4th, Pluto goes retrograde, as mentioned. But again, a very good time with Pluto in Aquarius to pay attention to things like healing as spiritual practices. Always a good time to do that, of course. Well, on the world stage, with that Pluto retrograde, we probably will see more ethical issues around things like AI, technology throughout that time. I mean, even now, you know, it's quite prevalent, but I think you'll hear more about that too. Mm-hmm. Now, the Scorpio foreman I mentioned, that's May the 12th.
Yeah, May the 12th.
And as Joanne said, it's an excellent time to release. It's a release time, isn't it? Mm. And work on emotional, I want to say cleansing, emotional cleansing. Mm. Also, the planet Uranus is active under this full moon. So there's a little bit more instability, but it's asking us to be very authentic, very true to ourselves. And it will be, things may unfold at this time, but Uranus will give us the impetus to tackle whatever comes our way. And May the 17th to the 18th, I haven't picked up every date, but just more, the more important ones. The Sun makes a nice connection, conjunction it's called in astrology, to Uranus in Taurus. And this happens every year, this Sun Uranus conjunction happens every year, but it occurs in Taurus for the first time in a while, and it's completing its journey through this earth sign. It's been in Taurus for many years, as Taurians will know. It began in May 2018, and so it's completing this journey through Taurus, and it signifies a kind of rebirth of that Uranian energy. So we've got Pluto in Aquarius, which is this Uranian energy, and we've got this conjunction of Uranus in Taurus, so another aspect of this Uranian Aquarius type of energy, which is Rawls astrology. It rules kind of humanitarianism, mysticism generally, or more metaphysics than mysticism, I would say. And then the Gemini season begins. So we're almost there.
May the 20th, yes.
Yeah. And of course, I'll say nice things about the Gemini because they are a fantastic sign. Quick-witted, intelligent, lively, open to new ideas. Very open to new ideas. And very creative. And a desire to share as well, which is a very nice Gemini trait. It's it reminds us of our dual nature. It's the dual sign, the twins. And of course, we have not only a soul, as many Geminis are aware of, but also a physical body. And Geminis tend to be in their heads a little bit. So it's very good. I know you're a yogini, Joanne, so you do work on the physical body through yoga and so forth, which is great. Because sometimes the Gemini is so caught up in their head and their ideas and creativity that they might forget the needs of the physical body to exercise and so forth.
And the needs of the meditation as well, you know, to bring us down.
Right. Yeah.
To calm that Gemini spirit, because sometimes you can go too high, you know, and I feel that, you know, it's very, meditation just calms me every day. You have to have that, you know, that connection.
That's very interesting. Yeah, very, very important. In fact, I have a Gemini friend who says exactly the same. He's found exactly the same. So that is very, very important. Thanks for bringing that up. So just say a little bit more about the 24th again, Saturn in Aries. I'm just going through the month. So this is a cosmic milestone, as I've mentioned. Mm. And it's one of the most significant events of this year.
Wow.
2025. And this predominance of Aries energies, we've already got Neptune in Aries, and then we've got Saturn in Aries. It's not coincidental. Of course, nothing is, you know, as you know, there's a divine plan. And the planets, as intelligent beings, cooperate with this plan, this law of karma. They cooperate with it. And it's not by chance that we have this Aries energy. And on the one hand, it is a very good thing. It's a sign, as you say, the peaceful warrior, the spiritual warrior. But it also indicates that we're going to need that energy.
Mm.
There is this predominance. And this time of change in the world, we've already seen, it takes a lot of courage to go through it for many people, a lot of strength, fortitude. Willpower, and we're leading up. So, you know, it's all very well saying that all these wonderful times are coming, but as we know, being practical, before wonderful times can come, we have to go through the turmoil, usually clearing out the old. Yeah,
that's right. The dark night, the painful part, the birthing of that, isn't it? It's the birthing process of the new.
Yeah, and I think we're seeing that now in the world quite. You know, and it's painful, it's difficult for many, many people.
Mm.
So those of us who have been preparing ourselves diligently in different spiritual ways will find this a time of great purpose, exciting time, and one also of greater responsibility, because I think it's time that the spiritual person takes on more responsibility, because you know, we're here learning wisdom and all these qualities that perhaps aren't prized in the world enough. Things that are prized are more material things and success, but these will become more prized, I think. And because of that, the people who are spiritually minded, who have done work on themselves and helped others in different ways, will be called, I think. This is a time of being called to take on more responsibility, to put your money where your mouth is, type of thing.
That's right. To be called to teach, to express, to share, you know, their knowledge and their wisdom. And it's so true, spiritual fulfillment, that's the most important thing in the end. In the end, you might go through many years of accumulation and, you know, on the material plane and, you know, things, and then, but it's always It always comes down to spiritual fulfillment.
It truly does. Yeah, absolutely. Exciting time. So this relationship between Saturn and Neptune in Aries will help to bring a balance between practicality and idealism. And I think those two need to come together, because we're having that Neptune in Aries. We can be tremendously idealistic, but you've got to have your feet on the ground and make it a practical thing. That's the thing I found with my own spiritual master, Dr. George King. He was the most practical spiritual master you could ever meet. He was a practical idealist. He didn't just talk the talk. He walked everything he put into practical action. And this is, I think, the theme for this age. We've got to be practical spiritualists, practical idealists, practical metaphysicians, practical mystics. Mm. And this is what the planets are saying too.
Mm. That's beautiful. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah, so your birthday is just after the new moon, isn't it? So that's...
So the really new moon important. Is on May the 26th, Gemini new moon. Yeah, tell us about that. I'm excited for that one, for the build-up.
Yeah, because the influence will still be around your birthday, yeah. So it should be really, really good. New beginnings helps to bring a balance to the body and the mind and the soul. Mm. Will help to bring that balance. And to the bringing together of the earthly realms and the realms of the spirit, I'm just saying, a practical idealist. Now, we may find ourselves needing to be practical, but also allowing the incoming divine guidance, which we can really get at this time. There'll be a lot of this sort of divine guidance coming in. So quiet times are essential, as you mentioned, for us all during this new moon period. It's a time of action, always the new moon, but don't neglect the quiet time so you can allow this guidance to come in, because it's very, very strong, this particular new moon. Mercury is very active under this new moon. And so it's going to pay close attention this time, all of us, to signs, synchronicities, however small they might be, you know. I have a friend, actually Richard, who reads number plates of cards, you know.
So do I. So do I. I saw 777 today. I was walking along. And I was like, whoa. Yeah.
But yeah. I have another friend who, he has this number, I think it's 4488 or something. When that comes up, that he follows the signs. So the signs are very real, whatever they are for us. So follow these signs at this time of the new moon, just before and after it, for several weeks after it. There'll be lots of signs coming up and synchronicities. And so it's kind of exciting, and they will guide us in the right way. So, and I know you're a new moon person and it's your birthday time. So do you have any suggestions for people during this time as well?
Yes, but for the new moon, I believe that, you know, the full moon is where we all celebrate and bring that peace and love into us from the cosmic moon, from grandmother moon. And then we can give that peace and love out, you know, to all of humanity. But I think the new moon is very personal. And I would, do a personal little ritual ceremony for your intention for the next lunar month, from this new moon to the next new moon. You know, putting your intention, focusing on your intention, writing it down, you know, having all your tarot cards or your crystals around you and invoking the energies and, you know, whatever you believe to be source, God, goddess, the angels, you know, and asking for their help and grandmother moon in bringing your manifestation to come through, and really focusing on it, speaking it out, and then writing it and putting the paper into three, and I always like to sleep on it while your candle is burning down. Really important, you know. Mm.
Great tips for everybody. Thank you.
Yeah.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
UK House Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So that's more or less the important dates in the month, apart from your birthday, which is the most important, I know.
Yeah.
I love birthdays, don't you?
I know. So I'm having a birthday party for the first time in many years. So it's going to be really good.
This is going to be a good year for you, I can tell.
Yeah.
So apart from the astrology of May 2025, I want to highlight a significant date in metaphysical history. And this is according to the cosmic teachings of the Aetherius Society. So are you okay for me to
discuss
that? Because I always think these dates are important just as the planetary movements, and they all work together. Now, May the 8th is the date, May the 8th, 1954. And this date is commemorated every year by the Aetherius Society, but it's a globally important date. It's something that affects everybody. It marks the beginning of an extraordinary cosmic journey. And all these events in history, in astrology, every moment in time holds within it great potential. Like the moment we're born, our birth chart, from our birth chart is our karma. So it holds great potential for every single life stream. And it's the same with an event. That moment it's born, it can either like die on the vine, or it can blossom into something tremendously important that affects the entire world. Mm-hmm. And I believe that this date, May the 8th, is called the command. It is a date that will, in the future, will be recognized by the entire world.
Wow.
I'll just tell you the story. It's a fascinating little story. Dr. King was practicing yoga for many, many years, up to 10 hours a day on top of his job. Very dedicated to that. And it was early in 1954, he was living in a flat in Maida Vale in London, a little flat. And he was contacted by, he was washing the dishes at the time in the kitchen and heard a voice that was outside of himself. And because he'd been practicing yoga for many, many years, as you know, his mind was very disciplined and very sharp. And this wasn't just his imagination. It was a voice, and he didn't know what it meant. The voice said, "Prepare yourself. You are to become the voice of interplanetary parliament." And he didn't know what that meant. He didn't have at that time an interest in anything like UFOs. He'd been mainly into healing. Yoga and healing were his two things, and he was working on finding a cure for cancer and various things. But he heard this clear voice. He didn't understand it, but he said he's going to find out what that means. So he locked himself into a room and he said, I'm going to find out whatever it takes. And he was determined to find an answer to what that meant. So he had this resolution. And 8 days later, within a master of yoga who was living physically on Earth in northern India at the time, materialized in his room and walked through his locked door and materialized in his room. And he provided precise instructions on how Dr. King should prepare himself for this.
Wow.
And events unfolded. I'm giving you the short version. It's a long, very fascinating version. Events that unfolded, including a coincidental invitation to a yoga class from someone called Sri Nandi, who was quite well known in London at the time. And he'd studied under the same teacher as Mahatma Gandhi. And through these connections and his intense yoga practice, Dr. King went along to his class, and he developed the ability through that to receive telepathic messages called transmissions from people from beyond this earth. So he discovered what this meant, and he started to receive these messages. And it was on that day, May the 8th, 1954, that the first message called the Command was delivered by the Master Aetherius, which marked the beginning of a mission to be a channel for these messages. And so far to date, or until the end of his life, he received over 600 of these cosmic transmissions, wow, which formed the basis of the teachings of the Aetherius Society.
Amazing, yeah?
Yeah, and the teachings include things like the 9 freedoms, the 12 blessings, and so forth. So we have, the Aetherius Society is the custodian of the teachings. We look after them. Mm. We have to keep up to date with all the latest digitalization and so forth. But they were given to the entire world. Mm. They were not given just to any one group, any one individual. Mm. In fact, a mark of whether teachings are genuine is whether they're given to the entire world. And they're usually very practical as well. They're usually things that we can do, yes, to help us change for the better.
That's right. It's like the practice of healing. When I went to the Aetherius Society, it was just wonderful, you know, all to come together and practice healing and giving out that beautiful love light energy and healing others is so good, so amazing. You know, the Aetherius Society it teaches so many different things. It's so wonderful.
Mm. Yeah, I know. There's so many different aspects to it.
Yoga and karma and, you know, spiritual. It's beautiful, really is.
Mm. Yes, it is. Life on the other planets, advanced life on other planets is one of our teachings in this solar system.
Yeah.
And now, of course, they say, well, that's impossible. But of course, they're not necessarily, we have life around this earth. When we die, yeah, we pass on, but we don't necessarily.
It's another multi-dimensional realms that we don't even know about, you know. That's what the yogis believe, that, you know, you've got the astral and the causal, you've got all the mental planes, all the different lokas. You know, when we die, we go into these different realms, which are the multidimensional, you know, universe, isn't it?
Exactly. And the only reason, well, there are two reasons to give the messages through Dr. King. One to the world, to help raise humanity, and they're wonderful teachings. And if you study or practice them as well, the 12 blessings, not only a beautiful study, but a wonderful spiritual practice that anyone can use. But also because they were very concerned about the earth as an entity, and they came to, they're here helping the earth, who went through her great initiation in 1964. Wow. So July the 8th, 1964. So this was May the 8th, the Command. We celebrate every year. Everyone's very welcome to attend one of the centers around the world. There's one in London, right in Fulham, London, and other people might be listening in the US. We have one in Royal Oak, Michigan, and various places, lots of groups and around the world, where we celebrate this amazing day and we hear different transmissions and so forth. So it's a fantastic day. So there is, it illustrates that there is a great plan at work, and other people throughout history have been channels for cosmic masters. Mm. Dr. King was told he was the primary terrestrial mental channel. Doesn't mean to say that excludes everybody else. Mm. So the messages, many of them are available on the website, aetherius.org, aetherius, if people wanted to look at that.
Beautiful, lovely.
Yeah. And we have another website, 12blessings.org, 12blessings.org, where you can join in the daily 12 blessing services, where people from, oh, I don't know, many, many dozens of countries, 60, 70 countries around the world join in. So just a little half an hour service every day. So check that out.
Lovely.
So I don't know how we're doing for time, because I wanted to go through a little bit about Gemini.
Yes, let's go for a little bit about Gemini, definitely. And the karmic lessons, Gemini karmic lessons.
Yeah, Gemini karmic lessons. Well, we all have, every sign has a positive and a not quite so positive. Well, I think that they're learning. And, you know, we all know in astrology, and most people do know, that Gemini is the great communicator of the zodiac, ruled by Mercury. Mm. And especially important in this mercurial age, but Gemini moves very fast, speed of light. Their minds move very fast. They can get easily bored, and they like to be always, you know, acting. Now, one thing, they love to chat and enjoy all kinds of communication, and they like talking to all kinds of people and learning all kinds of things. But one that they can be not so good at really communicating, and I'm not talking about you, Joanne, because you've obviously worked on this, but true communication is consideration for others too. So Gemini is learning about truly what communication is. Mm-hmm. It's not just you talking and chatting and chatting, but it's going deeper, right? Maybe you'd like to say something about that.
I think true communication is deep listening as well.
Very good,
And having, you know, holding space for the other to, you know, to release and share, and so therefore we deep listen, we become quiet, and we allow that sharing. It's very important. Yeah,
absolutely. So here's a Gemini who's learned the lessons of that particular lesson of the Gemini, and it's so important, because, you know, people often say, well, I'm nothing like my sun sign, I don't like being a Virgo or this or this, but there's a reason why we are a certain sun sign. And it's our power. It's like the director of the play of our lives is our sun sign. And we have to inhabit it and learn the lessons of it. And that's great. Gives us great power.
Yes.
And that's why I wrote a book just on the suns called Superstar Signs, just on the sun signs. It's so important. Mm-hmm. So there's other lessons too. Gemini can be too wrapped up in what they're doing to worry much about other people at times, you know, and very, very, again, there's this aspect of sharing, which an aspect of caring, and something Gemini has to work at, even if they find what they're involved in, the other person is boring, you know, something they have to work at. As you say, they have to give a place to the other person. But once they learn the lesson, they become the sort of noble messenger of the zodiac. And this is Hermes, isn't it, in alchemical respects. The Hermes is very, very important, the messenger. And I think Gemini, particularly at this time, I found a lot of Geminis tend to be spiritual leaders, interestingly. And I think it's because they're like messengers of the gods, if you like. They can be. So they can, if I could just give my website.
Yes, of course.
I have one called astrologycity.com, which I need to update. And I have Chrissy Blaze, which gives my books, chrissieblaze.com. And there's aetherius.org, which I mentioned.
Lovely. Well, thank you so much. And I look forward to the next one, which is going to be
June.
Yeah, and who's in, and June is which sign?
Oh, I see. So Cancer.
Oh, there, Cancer.
Sign of Cancer.
Yeah. My moon is in Cancer.
Oh, really? Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah.
And Jupiter comes out of Gemini and goes into Cancer.
It does, yeah. That's interesting why you're very attuned to the new moon and the full moon phases.
Because of Cancer.
Moon in Cancer, yeah, interesting.
Yeah, wonderful, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good place to have the moon, yeah.
Mm. Oh, thank you so much, Chrissy. That was wonderful.
Thank you. Mm. So, have we finished?
Yeah. I'm going to cut it off. Yeah.